Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Wednesday, March 31st, and the Democracy Campaign released a report today that shows 17 Assembly Democrats and Republicans who once supported stripping the governor's authority to appoint Department of Natural Resources secretaries, but recently supported the governor's veto of a bill to do just that, received nearly $704,000 since 2005 from special interests who also opposed the change. During the same period, from 2005 through 2009, the 17 legislators received no contributions from special interests that support returning control of the DNR secretary to the Natural Resources Board. Many of these legislators were identified by environmentalists or in the media as yes votes to override the governor's veto because they were sponsors of the bill, or they had initially voted for it, or they had supported a similar bill in the 2007-2008 legislative session. With us to talk about the report is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. First, Mike, what happened here? This has been a Democratic issue ever since the mid-90s when a Republican governor and a Republican-controlled legislature transferred authority over the secretary from the DNR board to the governor. This session was the Democrats' first opportunity to change it back to what it was, and they failed. So what happened?
Well, both houses of the legislature, which are now under Democratic control, passed this bill and took a stand to shift control back to a citizen board and take away the power of the governor to appoint the head of the DNR. But then the governor vetoed the bill, and when it came time to deal with the veto override, if you looked at the people who had been on record in favor of the change, you'd think that the governor's veto could have been overridden. But yet you had, about a dozen and a half legislators who flip-flopped. People who in the past had been in favor of this, who decided to uphold the governor's veto. And so the veto override failed and the bill came crumbling down. Now, they all, there were different circumstances that, some of them had supported it for a longer period of time and some bailed at different points in the process. But it could be said of all of these people that they supported this change before they opposed it. But when it came right down to it, when the moment of truth arrived, they opposed it, and they allowed the governor's veto to stand.
Who were some of the special interests on both sides of this issue, and are the special interests that oppose this bill really powerful enough to change the vote on this issue?
Well, on the side of keeping the status quo, the interests that want the DNR under the control of the governor, you've got groups like Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, which represent all the business and manufacturing interests in the state. You've got the Wisconsin Realtors Association, so all the real estate interests. Construction and agriculture, some energy interests, some transportation interests, one engineering union, and the National Rifle Association. That's sort of the constellation of interests that want to keep things the way they are. They want the DNR under the control of the governor. On the other side, you primarily have environmental advocates who believe that the DNR ought to be more politically independent, and that having the DNR ultimately answerable to a citizen board is better. And then also, good government groups like the League of Women Voters, who just believe that having the DNR secretary appointed by a citizen board is better government. It would lead to better, more objective policymaking by the agency. So, you had those interests who have been working long and hard for many, many years to try to get this change made. And they, for quite a long time, they had the support of the governor, and for a long time, they had a support of a supermajority of the legislature. But yet, when it came right down to it, people backed away, and the status quo prevailed.
Of course, the reason for this, for the veto override vote, was because Democratic Governor Jim Doyle vetoed the bill. Now, Doyle had been a longtime proponent of returning control over the DNR secretary back to the board, but then suddenly announces last spring that it should stay with the governor. What's his story?
Well, the governor, he as attorney general, supported the idea of returning control of the DNR to a citizen board. He campaigned on it when he first ran for governor. As when he took office as governor, he still supported changing it back and making this a board that isn't headed by a cabinet official. It's not appointed by the governor, but rather is under the control of a citizen board. And then he changed his mind. He just did an abrupt flip-flop. Well, it was hard for us not to notice the fact that over about a six-year period, he got almost $4.5 million in campaign donations from the interests who want to keep things exactly the way they are, and a little bit over $17,000 in campaign contributions from people who would like to make the agency more politically independent. Of course, all the politicians always say that campaign contributions have no influence over their decisions and it's all a big coincidence, but this is a hell of a coincidence. $4.5 million in contributions from one side and $17,000 in contributions from the other side, and the governor has a change of heart. And it was hard for us to overlook those donations when we tried to figure out why he had that change of heart. Well, this is the same thing is at work with these legislators. Over $700,000 in contributions from the people who wanted that veto upheld, and they wanted the system kept exactly the way it is, and absolutely no contributions from the other side that was seeking this change. And all of a sudden, these people who had supported this, in some cases for years, became opponents of the idea. And some of these people were actually sponsors of the legislation. They allowed the governor to kill their own bill, the bill that they had been involved in writing. And again, when you look at that flip-flop, it is really hard to overlook $700,000 worth of donations when the other side has given nothing.
Yeah, in perusing this report, some of these folks got up to 59% of 4 years, their 4 years worth of contributions from the special interests that wanted this bill to go down.
You know, this, and I think that's an incredibly important point, and it really underscores how the interests that are arrayed against this legislation and that want to keep this agency under the control of the governor are some of the biggest players in Wisconsin politics. They are the groups that are doing the heaviest lifting when it comes to bankrolling political campaigns. So these lawmakers really had to buck some very powerful interests, and in the end, about a dozen and a half of them decided that they weren't up for doing that.
Is this pretty much the end of this proposal until we get a new legislature and a new governor next January? They've tried to do this in the past. It comes up periodically, but with only 8 days left in the floor session, the middle of next month, it looks pretty doubtful that they're going to be able to resurrect it in any way.
I sure don't see any way that this can be resurrected this session. It looks to me to be dead as a doornail. Now, this has been a perennial issue. This has been something that environmentalists have been fighting for a very long time. It looked like they could finally achieve it this session, but it didn't happen, and I don't know how that can be reversed this session. I think it would have to wait for another election and a new legislature.
Okay. Well, thanks for your insights, Mike. For more about the 17 legislators who changed their vote on the DNR secretary proposal and how much money they got from like-minded special interests, please see the Democracy Campaign's March 31st report on its website. Thanks for listening.